the Lord. Boy, didn't they do a good job. Amen. Got your Bibles. Let's open up to the book of Exodus, chapter number 3. Book of Exodus, chapter number 3. And I can tell you it's been good for me to be here tonight. I hope it's been good for you to be here. And it was good in their prayer room, and Elijah was sharing with us how we ought not be hearers of the word only, but doers also. Ain't that a blessing, thank God? I mean, it's one thing to hear, it's another thing to do. Amen. And the whole service just been a blessing to me. Got your Bibles there, and you open up to the book of Exodus. I don't know what chapter I told you, but I'm going to look in chapter 2 to start with, and then we'll go on from there. Exodus chapter number 2, you pray the Lord help us tonight. Bible begins in verse number 1, and says, "And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. When she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Bible said in verse 3, when she could no longer hide him, said she took for him an ark of the bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flag by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him." Skip down with me, if you will, in verse number 11. Bible said in verse 11, "It came to pass in those days when Moses was grown, that he went out unto his brethren. He looked on their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. He looked this way and that way. When he saw there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand." Look with me down chapter number 3. Chapter number 3, we'll start reading in verse 2. I'll read just a few verses and we'll go to the Lord in prayer. "He said, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, and a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush, and looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, he called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and Moses said, Moses, Moses, he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither. He said, put off the shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. He said, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, a God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And what you notice these next words. He said, "And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God." Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you this evening. And the God in heaven, I thank you for everything. And Lord, that you've been a doing for us. I pray, Lord, tonight that you'd give us a good liberty in the house of God. Father, I pray that, Lord Jesus Christ, that you take the brakes off of it, and the God, and help us to go on for the glory of God. I pray, Father God, that you'd put a shout up down on the inside of our soul. I pray, Father God, that you'd help some folks, God, get over the mully grubs and go on and be with God. I pray, Father God, thank you for what you've done for us. I pray that if there be somebody here tonight that does not know you in the free pardon of sin, I pray, God, that you'd save them. Oh, God, put them in the family of God. I write their name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I've set their feet on a rock and established their going. I pray, God, that be some folks tonight. And that, God, some of your youngins and get a hold of the Holy Ghost of God. And the Father God purpose in their heart. And if that's what they want to do, let's go on with God. And Father, I love you tonight. I pray, God, give us unction. And Lord, help us tonight. And to preach under the power and the anointing of an almighty God. And Lord, not for a favor. And Lord, not out of fear of men. And certainly not for funds. And Lord, I ask you all these favors. In the lovely name of Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. And you can be seated. I tell you, I thank God. I mean, listen, I could go on all night about things I'm thankful for. But one of them particularly is praying, Brother Dustin. And when it came time to come to the house of God, I said, I'd sort of like all my young people to be sitting together tonight. And now, you know, you can ask them. I told Johanna and them, I was teasing with them like I always do. I said, won't y'all go sit up front with me? And next thing I turned around and looked, and the most of my young people were sitting right
right there, right where I'm going to be preaching to tonight. And the rest of it, I'll find you somewhere. And throughout this message, I want just to point out a few things tonight. When we come upon the life of Moses, everybody on here understands that Moses was a mighty special person. I mean, mighty special. And you'll only find two men. It was not the Lord Jesus Christ that was willing to die for the people and willing to be a curse from God. And one of them was Moses, and the other was the Apostle Paul. And Brother Kim, you know what God done? I believe God saw that in their hearts, a good John, and he trusted those two men and with the two dispensations. He trusted one with the law, and he trusted the other one and with the grace unto the Gentiles. That must be something special about these fellas right here. Hey, listen, my God, and let me just go on record and thank God, let you know where I'm at tonight. And whenever we start talking about Moses, and this is sort of what's on my heart, is how do you raise a Moses? I mean, listen, how do you raise a Moses in the midst of a bunch of Pharaohs? Amen. I mean, listen, thank God, if there was ever a time, I mean, listen to me, thank God, if there was ever a time and we needed some Moseses to stand up, that's right now where we're at. If there's ever a time, thank God, and we needed some folks to get a hold of God, that's right now, amen. I understand, friend, that there's all kinds of things, I mean, pulling at your life. I mean, they's getting pulled in every direction. And but thank God they ain't nothing in this whole world. And like, thank God being in the fellowship and with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, listen to me, friend. I got to thinking about this. And now old Pharaoh, old Pharaoh had the nicest house on the block. How would everybody agree with that tonight? I mean, Pharaoh's house, it was probably bigger than everybody else's. I'd say it's probably nicer than everybody else's. I'd say whenever old Moses had pulled up in his chariot, that thing looked like a Bentley. Amen. I mean, it was probably as nice as it could be. I mean, Pharaoh had the nicest home. I mean, all his clothes was the best. He had everything you can imagine. He drove the nicest chariot, had everything in the whole world. But I'll tell you what he did not have. He did not have the unction of God on his life. Amen. Oh, thank God I got to thinking about this. And to listen, it'd be one thing. I'd say, I want my kids to live in a nice home. And I want them to have good clothes and to drive a nice car. But I'm going to tell you what Moses got that Pharaoh never did get. Amen. And Moses had experience with God that Pharaoh never could have had. Amen. I mean, can you imagine being out there? And thank God, Brother Bill, and you just going on about your day. And the one day while you're walking along, there's a bush that's on fire. And that thing's not being consumed. And out of the midst of that bush, he calls your name. Amen. And what about, thank God, having about 600,000 men, and besides women and children, all their cattle and all their lambs, and to thank God needing to water them one day, and to just taking a stick over there to the rock, thank God, and smiting that thing, and water came forth out of that. Oh, listen, I'll tell you, Pharaoh never did see that. I mean, what about being hungry and asking God, saying, Lord, how are we going to feed these people? And to thank God they didn't reach down their pocket. They didn't stop by the local McDonald's. And thank God, I'll tell you what they did. They start praying to a thrice holy God. And the next thing they know, that manna started coming down from heaven. And thank God, here's the good thing. That manna never did stop until the day that they entered in the promised land. Hey, thank God, amen. I mean, I listen. I guess what I'm saying is this. I want my youngins. And when I'm talking about my youngins, I ain't just talking about the Sexton boys. I'm talking about all these youngins. I want them to be under the power and the presence of God. Hey, thank God, friend. Hey, listen, I pray this. I want to think now, listen. I'm not going to do too much of standing on something and to fuss them, but I'll tell you this. That one thing that's been bothering me is I'm watching my adults. I get quieter and quieter and quieter. Oh, listen, friend. If nobody ever shows them how to do it, it's not their responsibility, thank God, to show it the other way around. And we ought to have some men. And we ought to have some ladies. Hey, listen, and grab a hold and say, this is how you worship God. Amen. Oh, yes. I mean, listen, we need them to have an experience. But I want them to have some expectation. And do you feel like in America today and in our churches by and large, that folks ain't expecting too much out of God no more? I mean, listen to them. Y'all look up here at me. How many folks ain't expecting too much out of God? Hey, listen, if they get sick, they go to the doctor. If they need money, they go get a loan. How many thank God? Hey, go to the world for about everything. How but they never do expect much out of God? How but I'll tell you, thank God. How before our bellies got full and our pockets got full and our lives got easy. And whenever folks needed something, have they got down on their face before God and started crying out to God, and they believed he would answer, amen. And you know why they look at me, friend? And you know why they could shout on Sunday? And why come church time, have they as a ready to let it roll? It's because all week long had been expecting something out of God, and God met their need. And when God met their need, they couldn't wait to get to the house of God and share what God had done, amen. Oh, listen, friend, I tell you why there's so many things going quiet in our day. It's nobody's expecting nothing. I mean, listen, I'm talking about thank God today and this past week. How many things you really expect God for? And then God answered that thing, amen. And probably and the vast majority of Christians had never expect nothing out of God, and so they never get nothing out of God. And when they come to the house of God, they got nothing to say for God, amen. Yes, sir, buddy, thank God. I mean, that's right, amen. I want my kids to have experience. I want my kids to have expectation. I want them to expect God to move in these days. Oh, Brother Tony Mangum, I'll tell you what he did. And listen, that name brings conviction to my heart. And if you know him, it brings conviction to yours. Oh, Brother Tony Mangum sent me a picture the other day. And it was just a picture. And it had Scott County and Morgan County and Finners County and Pickett County and Campbell County, I think, Anderson County on it. And he sent me this superimposed picture. He said, Brother Kevin, he said, this is about the size of your wells. Amen. He said, this is where God sent revival to a whole area. He said, are you expecting God to do reviving at your little area? Amen. Oh, I tell you, thank God. That got real in my heart. I'd like to see God do something, thank God, in our day. And that, thank God, listen, and that whenever our kids is coming up, they say, I remember when, amen. I remember when, thank God, and God was moving in a big way. I mean, I want them to have experience. I want them to have an expectation. I mean, now, how do you get that? Let me give you 3, 4, 5 things tonight. I'll try to do the best I can, mind the Lord, and you help us pray, all right? And the first thing you find is in the book of Exodus, and that word he is used in 3 different instances. I want you to notice the first thing is this, in verse number 2. And now, hold on just for a minute. It might get rough for a second or two, and for some of our moms and dads, but I promise you, it'll level out, amen. And the Bible said in verse number 2, he said, the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw he was a goodly child, and she hid him 3 months. And what about that? Thank God. Oh, listen to me. I'll tell you what she did. I mean, friend, the first thing we find is a hidden son. Here's what happened in her life. I mean, they understood and that the world was after him. And so, thank God, and they hid him. Amen. Here's what the Bible said. And they said he was goodly. And could I ask you this, moms and dads, if you ever held a baby, did you ever hold your baby and say that wasn't no good? Amen. And somebody help me right there. Have you ever picked up a baby? Amen. And said that right there ain't no good. That right there ain't no count. Hey, listen, I want everybody, how am I young and stand up? If you're under 20 years old, hey, you're young and stand up. Stand up, stand up. I want you to watch this. I want everybody just pay attention to me right here. I mean, you moms and dads, thank God. And thank God these are your kids. And they're sitting right here in front of us. Amen. I mean, these are yours, thank God. Ownership belongs to you. And now here's the question I got. And my friend, this is what they said. They said, Brother David, hey, listen, they said, these kids belong to them. I mean, Moses belonged to them. And the Bible said they hid him. Hey, thank God for 3 months. I'll tell you what they purposed in their heart. He was going to protect them from the things of the world. Amen. And the last time I checked, I think that's still right. Don't you think that's right? And now here's the confusing part. That's why we got so many moms and dads that are trying to refuse to hide them from the world. But they're trying to hide them from church. Amen. Oh, listen, that doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, friend, thank God. God. And we're standing in this place this evening. I mean, we know where the prayer of God's at. I know where the presence of God's at. And moms and dads. Hey, listen, thank God. I'll tell you what I want to do. I mean, let's all you youngins sit down. If one of them belong to you, I want you to stand up. If you're a mom or dad, and one of them belong to you, I thought I'd preach to my youngins. I might preach to my adults. Amen. Let me say this, thank God. I mean, it's your responsibility to hide them from the world. Amen. Let me thank God. I mean, listen, friend. Hey, you ought to hide them as long as you can. And the world's going to do everything they can. And they're going to live in it. And they're going to walk in it. But when they live in your house, how they ought not hear worldly words. Amen. Somebody ought to help me right there. Hey, you'll make me real nervous. Amen. I mean, when they're in your house, thank God, how they ought not be able to hear worldly music. They ought not be, listen, friend. I mean, when they're in your house, thank God, how you ought to be trying to hide them from the things that are trying to kill them. Amen. Oh, listen, friend. I know where we're standing at today. And we've got a lot of moms and dads. And to listen. And the TV's their, it's their babysitter. I mean, the YouTube's their babysitter. That don't dial me. You'll make me nervous now. I mean, we've got a lot of things. You reckon that's hiding them from the world? I mean, listen, friend. How you reckon, thank God, that's the way you raise a Moses, is just turn them over to the world and say, there you go, amen. Hey, thank God, friend. I'm talking about it's our responsibility how to hide them, amen. All right, you can sit down, thank God. I mean, listen, if that's your kid, and then the next question is, what do I do to hide them, amen? How do you hide them from the world? I'll tell you what you notice right here in this passage. I want you to, everybody, stay. Turn with me over in Hebrews chapter 11. Hey, Hebrews chapter 11. And to thank God. Hey, listen, friend. I want you just to watch. It's a serious business raising a kid. Amen. I guarantee that's right. And to try to raise a godly one. I mean, listen, you can raise a heathen. It don't take nothing. Amen. I mean, you just leave us alone. And we'll all turn out to be heathens. Amen. But if you want to raise somebody godly, and that takes some work, amen. Oh, yes, friend. Hey, you'll probably have to invest more time in them than you're doing that right there, amen. Hey, amen, thank God. Hey, you'll probably have to invest some more time in that than you do that right there, amen. I'll probably have to invest more time in that than you do that right there, amen. Hey, if you're going to, I'm talking about, if you're going to raise, listen, I want you to know this. I wish this wasn't so, but I want you, I'm going to say this, and you hear me well, all right? I mean, right, three of these is mine. And Davis, Owen, and Evan, and they're mine. And you know what's sad about this thing, Brother Kevin? And there are people that want my three boys to fail. And there are folks that want my three boys to turn out to be heathen. And so they can point their finger. And they can say, that old preacher, and we knew his preaching too hard. And we knew couldn't nobody live up to that. And they're waiting on them to fail, amen. But I got good news, amen. I've been praying for them longer than you've been against them, amen. I mean, I've been on my face before God ever since they drove their first breath, and before they ever did. And I'm telling you, the grace of God is stronger than anything you can imagine, amen. And so bless God. I'm just going to keep on raising. I'll tell you this, we ought to, in Hebrews at chapter number 11. Here the Bible says this. Watch me now. Watch your Bible, I mean, and see what it said. And down there in verse number 23, the Bible said, by faith, and Moses, when he was born, he has hid 3 months of his parents, and because they said he's a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. I'll tell you what they did. They hid him from the intentions of the world, amen. And the world's intentions was to kill him, amen. Hey, now listen, I'm going to tell you this. Hey, look here. A little Ivy sitting back there, Jesse. I mean, she doesn't have no idea. That there's the world out there. And this little one right here ain't got no idea. That there's things out there that try to kill it. But I'll tell you who does. And Jesse and Joanna. And Kevin and Barbara Joe. I mean, listen, Cameron and Soshot. Hey, understand. There's things out there that'll harm Liam if they let it do it. Amen. And so listen. Oh, Moses didn't know any better. But his parents had faith. And so his parents said, we're going to keep you from some things. I thank God that might cause you harm. Amen. Hey, they said, thank God. Hey, some things in this world. And you say, well, listen. Hey, some video games our kids ought not be able to play. Amen. You better believe that's right. Amen. Praise God. That makes me happy. Amen. That usually gets me a lot of amens from my teenagers. Amen. Hey, There's some websites they ought not be on. Amen. Don't y'all think that's right? I know they don't understand the damage it causes. How about if there's anybody in here that's an adult? And now listen, you've seen things you ought not see. Have you been placed in places you ought not be placed in? And then you know the damage that it causes. And you ought to hide them at all costs. Amen. Don't you think that's right? Oh, yes, listen. It makes an awful lot of sense for folks being in the house of God shouting around. I mean, glory to God. And we're praising His name. And then we go home and watch a rated R movie. Amen. God help us. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. Y'all know that's right. And say, listen, I'll tell you what let's do. And say, well, and the words in it ain't too bad. How bad's too bad, you reckon? Amen. Have somebody help me right there. How bad's too bad? Amen. Ain't it funny, thank God, that we'd let somebody say something on Adza. Let me just channel Brother Mitchell right there and say on that one-eyed monster. That's what him and Brother Dewey Cooper would call it. Hey, thank God, listen. And then let them say things on there, and we never let somebody in flesh and blood say in front of our kids, amen. Oh, that don't make any sense. I'm talking about it's our responsibility to hide them from the intentions of the world. I mean, I may not never get past this first point, and the longer I preach, it looks like how the matter my moms and dads are getting, amen. Hey, thank God. Hey, listen, amen. Hey, you better believe this, thank God. How the more you frown, the longer I stay right where I'm at, and the more I pray the Holy Ghost helps me. I ain't never been afraid of a frown. And thank God I'm not afraid of crossed arms. I'm not afraid. Listen, if you get mad and you leave, and bless God, you ought to go. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God, we ought to hide them. Amen. We ought to hide them. Oh, listen, we ought to hide them from the intentions of the world. I want you to watch this. By faith, in verse number 24, by faith Moses, he has come to years. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. I think we ought to hide him from the identity of the world. Amen. I don't know, look here. I don't want none of my boys to be identified with the world. Amen. Wouldn't you say that's right? I don't want none of y'all's kids to be identified with the world. Amen. I don't want none of our youngins in this church to be identified with the world. Amen. And now listen, look here at me. Here's to my young ladies. Where's all my young ladies? I got several of you sitting right here. Hey, look at me. Hollywood does not dictate what's beautiful. Amen. And thank God. Now listen, this will probably hurt some folks, and I want you to know in the innocency of my heart and before God, that is not my intention. But why in the world would we parade our young men and our young women on a stage and let five men hold up signs and tell who's pretty and who's not? That don't make sense, friend. I mean, now listen to me, thank God. I want you to hear me and hear me well, amen. And the last time I checked, the only person who determines beauty is a thrice holy God. It's not on the outside. It's what's on the inside. I look here. My boys will not be paraded. And if I had girls, they wouldn't be either. Had to be up on the stage. Hey, thank God. Wearing things they ought not be wearing. Had to let men and women tell them who's pretty and who's not. That doesn't make sense. Amen. Doesn't make sense. I know these folks already mad at me on that one there. But I'm telling you, thank God that's right. You let God determine who's pretty. Amen. You let this book right here, the hidden ornament of the meek and the quiet spirit. Isn't it amazing? How Lily, isn't it amazing, Hannah? And amazing, Bentley? How many Hadassah and Johanna? How many things? How many folks in the world? And they look out and they say, here's what's beautiful. And they say, the shorter the dresses, and the tighter they are, and the lower they're cut. They said, man, that's what's pretty. And thank God, pretty to who? Amen. And the last time I checked, hey, thank God the Bible teaches us that they ought to be dressed modestly. Oh, listen. And then our young men, praise God, praise God. Oh, what a beautiful day it is. And whenever you see a modest young lady have been brought up in the fear and the admonition of God, and her beauty, thank God, has been given to her by God, and she's not led the Kardashians, and she's not led MTV, and she's not let the British shows, and she's not let what's on television determine what's beautiful, amen. Thank God that's right. Amen. Doesn't matter. Look here. Hey, man, thank God. Doesn't matter if you amen it or not. It's right. It's right. It's right. It's right. Let our sons and daughters get up there. And what they do is they compare themselves to somebody else. And then they end up with self-esteem issues. You know why, Chase? Because they've let man determine who's beautiful and who's not. And they've let the world determine what's handsome and what's not. I'm going to tell you, thank God I say it a lot. I left here, friend. I've had dump truck full of liberty in the last little while. And you better believe I'll take every bit of it I got. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God, friend. If I was, and my boys, look here. I'm not saying nothing to y'all that I ain't said to either one of these right here. And if they'll ever want amen, what I'm telling you is right. I'm telling you, I tell them all the time. And don't you go out. Don't you go to a dance hall to find a wife. Don't you bring in somebody in here half-dressed, amen, that don't know nothing about the Lord. And listen, I'll tell you what I'd do if I was a young lady and I was trying to find a husband. I'd find somebody who knew how to get a hold of God, amen. Amen. Praise God. That's right, ain't it, son? Praise God, ain't that right, son? I'm about to preach myself happy tonight. That's what I'm about to do. Hey, listen, friend. I'm talking about don't let them be identified by the world. Doesn't make any sense. We're letting the world determine what's beautiful. And then we let them get in the house of God. And they look about like they did in the world. Men and women, I'm not, look here. I'm not trying to oppress anybody. I'm telling you what's happened. Here's the world slipped them a counterfeit for what's pretty. They have. So this is what looks good. And so we got people going out spending. Listen, the other day the lady talked about she spent $100,000 on her body. Trying to make it look better. Is that crazy? That's crazy to me. Maybe not crazy to nobody else. I don't know. That's crazy to me. Amen. Gage, praise God. Get a hold of God, son. Get a hold of God and see if God won't send you somebody. Amen. Thank God when she comes in, she won't have one of them nose rings right there either. Amen. Amen. Thank God. You better believe it. She comes. Amen. Thank God. That's right. That's right. Don't you buck up on that. That's right. When she comes in the house, and look here, she looks like that. If she's identified with Egypt, that's not the one. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to save you from a lifetime of heartache. Amen. You say, folks, don't preach like that no more. They ought to. That's why I got to preach twice as hard. Amen. They ought to. I don't want them to, look here, I don't want them to have the influence of the world. I don't want them to be identified with the world. And I want you to watch what this says here next in verse 25 and 26. He says, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ at greater riches than the treasures which are in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Hey, now listen here. I want y'all to look up here at me. Hey, some choices he had to make. Here's what Moses did. If you're going to be a servant of God, you're going to have to choose what's hard over what's easy. Amen. It'd been easy to sit in the palace. Hey, thank God to do what the world was doing. And if you're going to be a servant of God, it might get a little rough from time to time. Amen. I know you just don't know that. I mean, these youngins, they probably think everybody likes me. Amen. And they think this preaching's easy. Everybody's always for it. And this one right here knows that's not right. But for the rest of them, they probably think, hey, sometimes it's hard. Amen. Hey, you got to make a decision. And sometimes we got some moms and dads. I'm going to thank God they ought to staple a tube before upside their back. And so they get a little backbone, thank God. And to make some choices, it's a little hard. And thank God say, no, you can't go there. And no, thank God you can't do this. Hey, listen, friend. I'm telling you, I don't want my kids out within 100 miles of your party, whether they're drinking or not. Said this is a Christian party. No such thing. No such thing. Never has been a such thing. Said in Nashville the other day, I read this, said in Nashville they started a Christian nightclub. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. Hey, it's no such thing. That's like rock and roll Christian music. How they don't go together, amen. And thank God the last time I checked, and God called us out of darkness, amen, and into the light, amen. If it's going to be a nightclub, if we're going to have one, it'll be a Christian day club. And the lights will be turned up, and there'll be praying going on, and there'll be singing going on, and there'll be preaching going on, amen. Thank God. We got folks today, they're trying to choose what's easy over what's hard. I'll tell you what else, he chose what was eternal over what was temporary. You know what Moses didn't care for, Gavin? He didn't care nothing about the titles in Egypt. He didn't care nothing about the treasures in Egypt. And he didn't care nothing about the thinking down in Egypt. He said, they're all wrong. Ain't that right, Tyler? Everyone. Brother Paps, amen.
Amen.
He said, thank God. Hey, listen, you understand that Moses, he was right there raised up in Pharaoh's house.
Yeah.
He had about as exalted a position as they could be. Had all the treasures that there was. I mean, listen, if he could have wanted to, he could have had his thinking. He was trained, according to Acts 7:22, he was trained in all the wisdom of Egypt. I mean, listen, he understood it. But at some point in time, he said, you can have their treasures. You can have your titles. And I'm not interested in the way you think. Hey, something messed up about it. I'll tell you what I'd rather do. He said, thank God you can have all that. I'll just go with God. Amen. Y'all do the same thing. Listen, I'm telling you, their treasures is messed up. Listen, they're corruptible. He traded what was, he traded what was temporary for what was eternal. They look here, he said, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. See, listen to me. That pleasure's in sin seasonal. Now, y'all listen to me. Y'all hear what I'm telling you. If I could bring any drug addict in here right now and set them before us, I'd say, man, that first time, they'd have felt things they ain't never felt before.
Amen.
And then the rest of their life, you know what they do, Brother Bill? They're chasing that same high.
Yep.
And here's what I can tell you about sin is it costs you an awful lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sin's one of them things that's got a cheap sticker on it, but it's got a subscription service that comes with it that's mighty expensive. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
That first time they say, oh, listen, hey, there's many folk, and they'll say, hey, it's pleasures of sin for a season. I don't know, look here, I'm telling you this, if you're blood bought by the grace of God, I mean, you mess up in God, you ain't got to have nobody tell you it's wrong. It's not enjoyable the first time, the second time, or the fifth time. I never have. And since the Holy Ghost came down inside my heart, I got birthed in the family of God, I never have found pleasure, even whenever sin was happening. Something wrong. Amen. I mean, listen. There's like 15 people in here that thinks it's good and 85 that's ready to go to the house. And I'm trying to help your thinking too. Amen. Y'all, 15 that's with me, y'all pray the Lord help me right here. We ain't even past the first point. I ain't even got there yet. I'm talking about a hidden son. And I want these young men to be hidden. Look here, I'm not going to try to get too far down. Don't you want you young men, young daughters to be pure?
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yes.
Don't you want that?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God. I've told you, listen here, this courtship thing, this ain't like going and buying a car and you just test driving whatever you want until you find the one you like.
Amen. Amen.
You know why whenever I say that it locks up?
Yeah.
Because that's so foreign in our churches today.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But it's right. It's right. Thank God, friend. Amen. Look here, let's move on. I don't try to kill the whole meeting in the first point. I mean, these moms and dads are mad at me. There ought to be more of you moms and dads is behind that preaching.
Oh, yeah.
Even the ones that's messed up.
Yeah.
Especially probably those that have. Ought to say, thank God we see where we messed up. Hey, thank God. That's right, amen. Y'all encourage some of these young men and young women that's got babies to say, that's right, amen.
Yeah.
Thank God. Amen. Well, the first thing I find, we got a hidden son. Now, listen. Now, you pray for me, all right? The Lord help me right here. Amen. We find first he's a hidden son, but I want you to notice, secondly, there's a hidden sin. How you going to make a servant of God? You're going to have to get rid of these hidden sins. You know what I think is crippling our churches today? Hidden sins. Hidden sins. Watch this. Watch what the Bible says. Oh, Moses, come down there in verse number 11, chapter 2 of Exodus. Said it came to pass in those days, Moses was grown. Said he went out to his brethren, he looked on the burdens, he spied an Egyptian, smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. He looked this way, and looked that way. And there wasn't nobody looking. Uh-oh. 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 Moses looked over one way, and he said, Mom and Dad's in the bedroom asleep. And he looked over the right way, and he said, Brothers and sisters in the room asleep. Said, ain't nobody going to see what I'm about to do. You ever, look here, let's see how many folks will be honest. You ever been in that place? You're getting ready to look at something you know you wasn't supposed to do and you went. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Boy, he looked this way and that way and he killed him. You know what he done? He hit him in the sand. Well, ain't a good place to bury something if you're not wanting it to come back up. I got the Holy Ghost gave me this. I started studying for it. Just a little bit of water, and that thing right there would get exposed, wouldn't it? You know what? You know what Elijah said. Thank God in the name. Praise God. In prayer room, he said, sometimes we get out in the world, and he said we think we're doing pretty good, and then we get in the house of God, and we find out that we wasn't doing as good because the Word of God gets on us. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God. How you start putting them buried sins down? How you bury them under the ground? You bury them under the sin, and then you get in the house of God, and the Holy Ghost says, "You know what that was." How you know what that was? How you know what that was? How you know what that was? And he goes person by person. And he said, you thought nobody was looking, but I was looking. I've been in the house of God, thank God. Have Brother Jesse been standing there? Nobody know what's happening in my life. How many I think back, Brother Kim, I was in the house of God one time, and I wasn't right with God. And what I wanted to do was get out the house of God. And I had no preacher full of the Holy Ghost. And he said, young man, I want to talk to you tonight. And he said, listen, hang around church. I said, yes, sir. You can count on it. Amen. And when they bowed their heads to pray, guess what I did? I went and fired up the old truck and I went on down the road. Amen. I said, he ain't a getting me, thank God. And the next time I got out there, hey, listen, an old man of God said, he said, I want you to hang out. He said, you messed up. He said, you avoided me last Sunday. I want you to hang around. Amen. And I said, okay, I'll guarantee you I will. And they bowed their heads and I went out there and Brother Bill Crabtree, I got my hand right here and I heard that voice say, hold on, son. And you know what? He didn't have to say nothing. He didn't have to say nothing. I had my hand on that door and he said, hold on, son. The Holy Ghost said, you're caught. And you know what I did? I mean, I remember it just like it was yesterday, Brother Mike. You know what I did? I turned around. I just fell down. I said, I'm sorry. Boy, and I started trying to pray and get a hold of God because I knew my sin had been found. His same fellow that tried to bury his sin, he's the same one that writes down in Numbers 32:23. He said, be sure. Be sure. Your sin will find you out. You'll get in the house of God. Now here's how this works usually when I'm preaching about sin. Whoever looks down, I assume they're guilty. I start looking at folks and they start not wanting to make eye contact. Whenever things ain't right between you and them, It's hard to look at somebody in the eyeballs. I'm not saying everybody looks down as guilty. That's not what I mean. But I mean when folks start getting nervous and they start doing this and they start doing that, I think right on target. I want to tell y'all this. You can bury some things in the sand. You can clear your search history all you want to.
That's right, brother.
Ain't that right, Brother Joe? Amen. Clear your search history all you want to, Brother Ronnie. Ain't that right? You can hit delete on those snaps. Amen. You can delete those text messages. Erase the cookies. Amen. Thank God and say, nobody has seen. And then you get in the house of God. And that preacher's over here preaching on something that ain't got nothing to do with anything in the world. And the Lord comes down there and he says, what about what you looked at on the internet? What about what you said to your boyfriend or girlfriend? What about what you whispered behind their back? If you're going to be a servant of God, you're going to have to do something with hidden sins. That's not just for them. That's for from Chris all the way to Bill Crabtree and everywhere in here. The reason why they ain't no more power with God and what they is. I read this the other day. It's been a few years ago now. It said in the average Baptist church, Brother Rick Manus, in the average Baptist church, that over 50% of the pastors look at pornography on a weekly basis. And my heart fell. I thought, we wonder why there's no power with God. I can tell you, before God, my hand before the Lord, one who don't. Amen. I got a lot of faults, thank God, but I'm telling you, you can go look at anything I've looked at. I keep it on my phone. Every text, every website, you go get a hold of it, you can have it, look through it, thank God, and if there's something on there, amen, it'll be news to you and me. Folks getting nervous on me right here. I'm just going to sit right here and just let that thing soak in. You can't control it, you better stay away from it. You say that thing's got a hold on my life, you better get rid of it. I'll tell you, we don't have it much anymore in the house of God. We used to have folks that they'd come get, they'd fess up in the old days. Wouldn't they? I'll tell you what they practiced. I'm not trying to kill the meat, and I promise you, I'm trying to get my Bible's closed, but the message ain't over. Everybody stay tuned. We're still going. Amen. They'd fess up. The Bible teaches us the man that try to cover his sins. You know what it says? Will not prosper. But whosoever confesseth and forsaketh, those two words may have been opposite. May have been opposite. Amen. Shall find mercy. Ain't that good? We had a hidden sin. Now I want you to watch this. This hidden sin cost him a lot. It wasn't cheap. It was a mighty long way. But now here, look at me. This sin was not the conclusion of his life. Are y'all listening to me? Y'all, there ought to be some folks, thank God. And if the only thing you got to shout about is the fact that whenever you was in sin, that God did not put the period when you messed up. But thank God, friend, here's a little further down the road. And God said, now listen, I'm going to have to put you on the backside of the desert. I'm going to have to get Egypt out of you. I'm going to have to get your attention. I'm going to have to isolate you for a while. But thank God, I ain't done with you, amen. Hey, some of you, thank God, if there's unconfessed sin in your life, as honest and hard as I can, you ought to get that right with God. Look here. And you know why we ain't got more of them? Why we ain't got more of them burning up the altar to do it? Because we got a bunch of adults act like everything's right in their life day after day after day. We got wives coming up and praying and husbands watching them go. While I'm here, I might as well. Amen. Got wives and husbands. I mean, want to watch one go up and pray and say, yep, there goes my wife. Something must be bothering her. And I said, I ain't about to go up there and pray. I said, man, I'd like for my kids to be spiritual.
Oh, brother.
I know. I feel that resistance, and you do too. That's right, Brother Pappy. I'm going to, thank God. I'm telling you, friend, you see your spouse go up there, you see one of your kids go pray, and you don't go with them, you probably ought to ask yourself, how come things ain't right between me and God? How come things ain't right between me and God? You say, Brother Kevin, they are. Look here. If you can watch your spouse or your kids go up and pray and it doesn't move you to stir you up to go pray with them, things ain't right between you and God. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. If I were to stop right there and say, how many of you wish this message was over? Most of you probably say amen. I'm talking about I want to raise some young men and young women that love the Lord. I want them, look here at me. Look up here at me. I want these youngins to come along, and little Brett and Harley, Hazley. Hey, back there, Zay, Addie. I'll come back here. Preach back here. I preached up there long enough. I'll preach back here. Amen. I want them to know if they do get caught in sin. Hey, Brother Malosius, I want them to know if they do, if little Owen gets caught in that. I want them to know if there's a place he can come and he can get help from that thing. That preacher up there, he might try to preach it straight. Whenever somebody messes up and they need help, so Sean, I want them to know right in the house of God's where they can find that help. Amen. Amen, thank God. I want them to know they got a preacher they can come to, thank God. We'll just get down there on our face before God, get to calling out to God. Hey, say, preacher, I messed up. How about I'd like to get this thing back in the road? Hey, thank God. I'd like them to find out I got a 16-11 winch. I'd grab a hold of the front end of them. I could pull them out of any ditch they're in. I'd put them right back on the road. Hey, listen, get them on down. And for the glory of God, amen. Yes, sir, buddy. Amen. Well, I'm talking about a hidden son. Now, listen, if you're all going to serve God, you got to get rid of your hidden sins. Want to have power of God and sing it? Look here at me. Listen to me, friend. You want to sing right here and you want to have power of God, it don't come from a pretty voice. I like pretty voices. But some of the best singing I've ever heard did not come out of a pretty voice.
That's right. Amen.
Some of the best singing I've ever heard in my life came from folks that was tone deaf, couldn't carry a tune. I mean that. Thinking about folks right now. But boy, whenever they get a hold of God, amen, their life bore witness till they was right with God, Misty. Them old preachers, they get up and now they make fun of them. Hey, so they didn't know. I'll tell you what they didn't know. They had spent some time alone with God and it showed up. Amen. Amen. Let's get over here at this hidden servant real quick and I'm going to be done. How many of you pray for me for a few minutes longer? Y'all do that? Anybody back there pray for me for a few minutes of time? Amen. I'll bow my head in a minute. If you want to leave, you can. Here's what the Bible says this. Watch with me in the next and last place that he hids himself. We find a hidden son, we find a hidden sin, but I want you to watch in verse 6. It says, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And said, and Moses hid his face. I find a hidden servant. Now here's the good part. This is good to me. I don't know. I'm telling y'all, I've had so much liberty. I don't even know if people like me anymore, but I've had so much liberty, it don't even matter. That's a good place to be as a preacher. Amen. Praise God. Listen to me. Here's what happens is the Holy Ghost start dealing with Moses' heart, Caleb. Son, Mr. Landon, I met you today. Cohen, Holy Ghost start dealing with his heart. And the first thing he did, Ethan, when he came to him, is he said, Moses, Moses. He wouldn't know if he'd be available. No, Moses came and looked down. Johanna and Moses said, here am I. Boy, I'm telling you, that's it. He said, here am I. Amen. Here am I. Been separated from the people of God, been separated from the place of God, been separated from all the presence and the purpose of God. He said, here am I. And you know what the Lord says in the next verse? Now watch this and don't you miss it, thank God. Moses said, here am I. I'm going to paraphrase the next part. God said, I'm here. He said, I'm the God of Abraham. Thank God. I could run out in the parking lot and shout on that one. All he was waiting for Moses to do is say, here am I. And when he did it, God said, all right, I'm here. He said, how am I going to be a servant of God? You just say, here am I. And you let God show up and God say, I'm here. And the next thing he said, who am I? You know what God said? He said, I am who. Amen. He said, Lord, who am I? He said, I can't do nothing for you. I ain't nobody. God said, don't you worry about that. He said, I am that I am. You know, in other words, what he's saying, Misty, ain't nobody worried about who you are, Moses. Don't you get caught up in who you are. You just point them to who I am. I'm going to give you just a few things and I'm going to be done. Moses, whenever it came time to be a servant of God, he came up with a bunch of excuses. First thing he wanted to say is he said, Lord, I don't know you well enough. You know what I used to think when I was your age, Owen? I mean, I remember this just like it's yesterday. I'd see them old men of God get up and shout and preach. And I'd think, serving the Lord must be easier when you get older. Anybody else ever think that? Y'all remember thinking that? You'd see them, you'd think, I can't wait till I get a little older. It'd be a little easier to serve God then. And I'll tell you what I found out. Never an easy time. Oh, listen. Say, I don't know him well enough. I'm about done. I know folks is cutting me off and they've done changed the channel. But I'm hoping while they surf, they'll pick back up on what I'm saying here. Amen. I want y'all to listen to me. Y'all know what I'm saying. I mean, they get in that place and they'd say, Lord, if I just knowed you better, if I knew a little more scripture, I'd tell more people about you. I always think back about old preacher Tim Inkelbarger and that old fella coming up to him saying, Preacher Inkelbarger, he said, somebody told me you was a preacher, said, tell me how to be saved. Hey, Brother Inkelbarger said, I went through reconciliation and propitiation. And he said, I quoted him 32 verses. And he said, what? None of them moved him. He said, then an old man got up and said, tears came out of his eyes. He said, well, I don't know about none of that. He said, but I can tell you this. He said, I was blind. He said, but now I see. He said, I was lost. He said, but now I'm found. Woo! Praise God. Hey, listen, friend. It's not who's the most eloquent or who knows the most. It's who knows God. Amen. You know what the second thing he said? He said, Lord, I don't know you. And the next thing he says is, Lord, you don't know me. Is that right, Kobe? Does that sound right? He said, who am I? He said, you got the wrong fella. Lord always has got the wrong fella, don't he? If he's a preacher in this room tonight, every one of them stand up and say, whenever God called them, they look back at him and say, God, you got the wrong fella. Is that right, Brother Wayne? Brother Matt? You said he's a better speaker over there. So what about Brother so-and-so said he can quote that Bible? Lord said, hey, I wasn't looking for nobody that quote the Bible. Amen. Y'all lost this. Praise God. Don't turn off the good part, will you? Said, you must not know who I am. There's a whole church full of folks right here. I'll tell you what we do is we sit around, we compare ourselves to other people. And we say, you must not know who I am. But I'm going to tell you this, God never has missed the mark. Look here, God's not me and you. He never has. Every time the Lord's ever pulled back his bow, been bullseye every time. bullseye every time. You can make all the excuses you want, but all the excuses you want, all the excuses you got, ain't going to get you out of what God's wanting you to do for Him. Y'all listen to me? Young ladies, young men, y'all listen to me? Then the next thing he said, this is a lie. He said, Lord, I can't talk plain. You know, look here, you know how I know that's a lie? Because in Acts chapter 7, verse 22, it said Moses was mighty in words. Now look at me, one of two people's lying. Either Moses is lying whenever Moses says, I can't talk right, or God was lying in Acts 7 when God said he was mighty in words. I know who it wasn't. Amen. Didn't have nothing to do with what Moses could or couldn't say. Moses was looking for a reason not to say something. Wouldn't it be good to be in the house of God instead of folks trying to find reasons not to worship Him? Had a whole church of folks is looking for reasons too. All right, listen. I want you to listen. I'm promising you. I'm trying to beat it. Let's stand to our feet. You know I'm done.